Hey, welcome to today's Daily Dose. My name is Seth, and I'm starting a five-part series on biblical prayer, or how to pray biblically. It's a five-part series, and it's going to be this cute little acronym, S-H-A-R-E, or SHARE, because prayer is always about sharing God's heart. So it's not just me sharing my heart with God, but it's also about me working towards sharing God's heart. It's building alignment. That's the way conversations work, is we connect over time. And so S-H-A-R-E, the first one we got is submissive. Prayer that is biblical is ultimately submissive. I think about it like this. I remember playing basketball, and I would go to my coach, and I would say things that I see in the defense, and what if we call this play? Ultimately knowing that the coach reserves the right to change the play, to consider my opinion, but ultimately do what he wants because he's the coach and I was the player. And so the role of player coach matters, even as I went to my coach making suggestions and talking. And so it's similar that even Jesus, when he prays on earth, is submissive when he prays to the Father. I want to show you this text here. This is Luke chapter 22. It's when Jesus prays on the Mount of Olives, right before he's about to be crucified. He prays and says, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." So Jesus is bringing his will to the Father, recognizing that the Father's will ultimately will win the day. And so we bring our will with a heart of submission, recognizing that the Father will be the one who actually always ends up doing his will. And so we begin recognizing that God is God and I am not God, that he is the king, that I am the citizen, that he is the Father, that I am the Son. And so we begin praying with this belief that God is God and I am not. He sees things I don't get. He has perspective I don't understand. And so I can come to him freely, bringing him my will, ultimately ready to defer my will to his will. And so prayer that is biblical begins with a heart of submission to God. Thanks so much for turning in Redemption Gateway. I'll see you tomorrow for the next part in our five-part series on how to pray biblically.